Seth Sleater. He tells us to remember his name because it's just like Pumpkin Eater. And that is truly what I try to remember. Because you look at it, you might be tempted to say Schluter, but don't you dare. Because it's Sleater like Pumpkin Eater. I don't know. Jason Cans, anybody have a problem pronouncing your name?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, for sure.
What did they call you?
Lots of different things. It's typically Cants.
Okay.
Putting a T in it.
Okay.
Cons is another very common one. So I usually will say to people, it's cans like soda cans.
Yeah.
And that usually helps people. So
I always just think that you played kick the cans in your neighborhood.
Yeah, that's a good. That's actually fairly accurate. So, yeah. Yeah, that was true.
Lots to talk about today. So we're gonna. This is gonna be a full sandwich. So here we go.
Sure.
Best 5 minutes of the day. You were at Hadestown at the Pablo Center last night.
Yeah, Alex's favorite musical. It's a retelling of the Greek story of Orpheus and Eurydice. And it is done in kind of an old jazz blues style, and it is a beautiful show. Just great messaging. Right at the end, they say, you know, even when... things just seem sad over and over. You keep living as though, keep acting as though it goes the way things want to go. And it's just this beautiful message of, you know, keep trying, even though things may not look the way you want them to.
Huh. No, that's good. And I
beautiful
had it recommended by you, and it just didn't work out for us to go. But at some point, you know, and I guess really a missed opportunity because 3 days at the Pablo, right?
Yeah, it was there for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
Yep, and yeah, last night was the last showing. So, and it was the traveling Broadway production. So, very beautiful, wonderful.
Because I think some of my kids have tickets to go see it in the cities. Is that going to be the traveling Broadway production?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, typically they move from kind of one city to another.
Yeah, they kind of missed out on seeing it here though.
But,
we were at the book group last night that we're a part of. Tish Warren's terrific book, Liturgy of the Ordinary, Sacred Practices in Everyday Life. This is a great book. I mean, she takes everything from getting up in the morning to making your bed to brushing your teeth to having a conflict with your spouse. And just it's so good because the ordinary, we have a tendency, we're so drawn to look beyond to the big spiritual event. And she's just like the significance, the sacredness of the ordinary.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a beautiful, wonderful book. I read it several years ago, and I had the same impression, kind of coming away with, how do we live mindfully, prayerfully, attentively to the world that we're in? And I think you're exactly right.
There's like 12 or 13 chapters. I just think it would be a great sermon series. I mean, for people, really.
Yep.
So for whatever it's worth. But, I highly recommend Liturgy of the Ordinary by Tish Warren. All right.
Yep.
Well, it's birthdays in both of our house today.
It is. Yeah, Alex turns 19 today. Mm-hmm. Yep. So
wow, he's got a lot on the ball for 19. So
I have said that multiple times. I've said that to Alex. I said, you know, I definitely was not as aware of things going on as you were at 19. And it's a cool thing to watch.
Alex often joins us for our Saturday morning breakfast at Randy's, and so smart, so intelligent, and I love Alex, so appreciate him. Peggy's got a milestone birthday. She's not against me saying she's the big 5-0 today.
Wow.
So I made a joke about Hawaii 5-0, and she's completely not familiar with the show, so.
Sure. Well, that's because she's only 5-0.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, they did do a remake, you know. But
yeah. Did she wonder if you were taking her to Hawaii for Hawaii 5-0?
You know, she's not somebody, you know, I think she's kind of got a pattern. She does her trips to Liberia. So,
that's fair. Yeah. Different tropics. Yeah.
Well, you know, here, I said some things about Alex. I think Peggy's often with us on the Saturday morning breakfasts, and you get to know her pretty good, too, right?
Yeah. So. I mean, her heart is wonderful. You know, I think she just exudes compassion, and it's fun to be with her. You know, she's also well-read, intelligent.
Yeah.
She sometimes helps us steer away from topics that maybe we shouldn't delve into. But you know, I think it's, the grouping that we have there is, just a great group of, folks.
She's not a big fan of the political end.
Correct. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, there we go. We've kind of exhausted the time on on those items. There certainly has been more that's happened on the landscape of world and national scene this week, but we'll just kind of leave it there. So
sounds good.
All right, have a terrific day. We'll talk to you later. All right, our buddy Jason Cairns.
The WIB Winter Warm-Up. Activated.
Right now, the very first time. That's right. It's the WIB Winter Warm-Up, and we're getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill. Our very first contestant for these four consecutive Fridays is Sherry Steinmetz from Bloomer with a heating bill of $45. Sherry, you're on the clock starting now, and you have 10 minutes and 37 seconds to call us back at 715-723-2555. So if you call in time and do the math, that would be 628 and 32 seconds, just to be precise. Boy, is she already calling? She is. My goodness, she's amazing. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, you were listening.
I sure was.
Do you always listen this early, or was it just because you were waiting to see if you got your heating bill paid back?
No, I usually turn it on at 5:30.
That is awesome. Sherry, congratulations. How do you feel?
I feel good. It's been kind of cold, so.
We're going to pay back your heating bill. And thanks. No, Paul, just hang in there, buddy. We're going to get to you in a second on WWIB. We did not expect. I can't remember any time that I've ever done this that somebody's called in just like that. Way to go. And you can, you and the listeners can thank the generous sponsors who are helping us to pay back heating bills like Sherry's $45 bill, including Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, Metropolis Resort, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and Cavi Coffee House and Cafe, Highway 93 in Eau Claire. Sherry, what do you say? What's your favorite radio station?
WWIB, thank you so much.
All right, birthdays on this Friday, January 24th. Start with my wonderful wife, Peggy. She hits the big 5-0 today. And so what a privilege and honor it's been to be her partner for more than 26 years. I left her a card by the coffee pot today. I think she's still sleeping in at this point, so enjoy your rest. And party planned for later. And so, again, she's an amazing person. And there's many words I put on the card. I said, it's hard to describe you, but, you know, laid out a lot of words. But many more have come to my mind, so I'm going to add those to the card later as well. But it's interesting because I like to share this story. Hugh Hewitt, who's now heard afternoons 3 to 5 on WOGO FM 103.1 and WOGO.com, he'll often refer to his wife as the fetching Mrs. Hewitt. And so I'm like, what adjective could I use? And the wonderful Lori Galata in Eau Claire came up with years ago, and she's like, indomitable. Your wife is indomitable. And so look it up if you need to. But yeah, fair enough. That was one of many words to describe this amazing woman who was born on this day in 1975, and she shares this as a birthday with her friend Kayleen Soden. Happy birthday to Kayleen. Mike Downey with a birthday today. I knew Mike since he was in high school, at least. Megan Childs, happy birthday to Megan. She's had some mission trips with her family to Uganda in the last couple of years. The great Warren Petrick, the former state representative and singer with the Memories, I saw you at a Christmas concert this year at Spirit Lutheran. Renee Couture, happy birthday. Retired Dr. Stephen Cook, a terrific brother in the Lord, all with birthdays today. By the way, Peggy does have a Teamwork Africa fundraiser going on her birthday on Facebook. If you're interested, she's raised $336 of $1,000 that she's trying to raise for Teamwork Africa. We've got the birthday girl, do I say, on the line here on a milestone birthday. Peggy Halverson, good morning.
Good morning.
Am I just waking you up this morning?
I woke up a little bit ago.
Yeah, okay. I didn't call you right after 6:30 or 6:45, so we waited as close as we could before 7 o'clock. We got a party planned tonight, and I know you've made your opinion known about the birthday song, but this is a little different. Our friend Jim Jeffries had talked about, what about the Beatles rendition? So there it is for you.
That's a little better.
Uh-huh. So as you reflect on 50 years of life, what are your thoughts here?
Well, that's assuming that I have taken time to reflect.
Okay.
So things are just busy. I think eventually maybe I'll sit down and reflect on something, but I'm just grateful.
Yeah.
Like, my life is full of wonderful friends and a beautiful family, and I'm grateful for the opportunities that I get, and
You wanted to be a mom, and it turned out to be bigger and better and bolder than you ever thought. You got your own five kids, but then you got your what you call your bonus kids and the kids in Liberia.
Yes.
And the mom part just goes on and on, right?
So. I love being a mom.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for every single person who feels like they can call me their mom.
And, well, I love you, and look forward to celebrating with you later today. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right. Happy birthday, my coffee-loving wife. She's going to go get some Java. I'm sure made her favorite, the raspberry chocolate today. Friday morning, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Headline, older adults share too much on the internet.
And here's the thing. I'm sure I've mentioned before, I love my grandma. Love my grandma. And I am very entertained by the way she uses Facebook. But there are some times where it's like, Grandma. Grandma, like, I wish I was there. Again, she's 7+ hours away, but I wish I was there to be like, well, maybe don't post that, share that, etc.
Okay. Well, interesting. A study finds more than half of adults 45 and older, boy, I'll tell you what, 15 years into that thing, 45 and older who are on social networks could be in danger of becoming victims of identity theft or other crimes because they share too much private information.
And here's the thing. So the headline is older adults, and it says 45 or older. So I'm like, I'm not that far away.
You're
now.
Getting close.
Like, I don't want to be an older
I don't
want
to be that far into it. Yeah.
In one example, the study found that 14% of adults and 20% of those aged 60 and over listed their entire and full home addresses in their social media profiles.
They have to check on that. So,
So, probably avoid that. Now, we do need your address. We'll keep it private. We do need your address when you enter the WWIB winter warm-up and...
Reports say heating costs are on the rise again. Some homeowners report their energy bills have doubled.
Cranking the heat this winter will cost you.
It's time to warm things up and pay your bills. The WIB Winter Warm-Up. Activated.
Yes, indeed, Havo. We had a winner before 7 a.m., and now we're going to see if we can get another one. This one is eligible for our maximum payout of $300. Our next contestant is Trulina Nelson Schneider from Stanley. Trulina Nelson Schneider from Stanley, again, eligible for our maximum payout of $300 for her heating bill. Trulina, you are on the clock officially. You have 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call us back at 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Trulina, if you call back in time, we are paying back that heating bill up to $300. Thank you so much to the generous sponsors helping us pay back heating bills again this winter, including Rizgala Plumbing and Heating, Metropolis Resort, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and Coffee Coffee House and Cafe, Highway 93, Eau Claire. Again, Trulina Nelson Schneider from Stanley, eligible for our maximum payout of $300. You are on the clock. Well, Halvo, I'm looking at the watch here, and unfortunately... We did not get a call back in time from Trulina from Stanley.
Ouch.
And again,
that hurts.
You never know. Her name could be drawn again. So if she's hearing this late, don't worry. But man, we were hoping to give a call back. She was eligible for our maximum payout of $300 for the WIB Winter Warm-Up. So again, let that be a lesson to you. It pays to listen. 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. every Friday here at WWIB. Hopefully you've entered at WWIB.com/warm-up.
The WIB Winter Warm-Up. Activated.
Well, let's do this again, shall we? We didn't get a winner earlier in the hour. Let's see if we can give away some money right here, right now. It's the WWIB Winter Warm-Up, the WIB Winter Warm-Up, and we're getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill. Our next contestant is Kathy Baker from Cornell. Kathy Baker from Cornell with a heating bill of $142.91. Kathy Baker from Cornell, heating bill of $142.91. We want to pay back that for you, Kathy. You're on the clock. You have 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call us back at 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Kathy, if you call in time, we are paying back that entire heating bill of $142.91. thank you to the generous sponsors helping us pay back the heating bills this winter, including Rizgala Plumbing and Heating, Metropolis Resort, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and Coffee Coffee House and Cafe, Highway 93, Eau Claire. And let me just go to the phone here because I do think we have a caller. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. Is this Kathy Baker from Cornell?
Yes, it is.
Kathy, you are getting your heating bill paid back. How about that?
Oh, that's just wonderful.
$142. $142.91. We're going to cut you a check. We're going to send that to you, and we're going to pay that heating bill back, trying to add a little blessing bomb to you on a Friday morning. How about that?
Oh, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you so much for listening. What's your favorite radio station, Kathy?
WWIB.
You got it right there. Thank you so much, Kathy. It's just about 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, minus 10 outside, seeing a few glimmers of sunshine, hopefully adding a little sunshine and smiles to your life right now. It's our morning show tradition here on Fridays to get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. But we respect your time, so we bring it to you in condensed form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Valentine's Day is now 3 weeks from today.
Yeah, which means in 3 weeks and one day, we'll be seeing 4th of July merchandise in stores.
Yay.
A study found teenagers should get 8 to 10 hours of sleep per night.
It has nothing to do with their health. It gives their phones time to recharge.
Indeed.
Experts warn that by 2100, half of the world's languages could be extinct.
Probably replaced by emoji.
Exactly.
Research shows that each cockroach has its individual personality.
But my shoe treats them all as equals.
There you go.
To deliver products as quickly as possible, Amazon now has over 100 warehouses in the U.S.
And nearly as many happy employees.
At most.
The government says most Americans need to eat fewer calories.
I read that story while in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Typical.
Researchers say there are now 50 billion birds on Earth.
And I'm guessing most of them hang out near car washes.
Look out.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Here's Big Daddy Weave, a song that was running through my head yesterday. Heaven changes everything. It's time for what we call Halvo's weekly labor of love. He puts it together, condensing an entire week's worth of shows together into just a few minutes. This is the best of the week.
Yesterday at Trump's nomination for President of the United States, Carrie Underwood sang a patriotic song, a cappella. It was very beautiful, her rendition of it. I was wondering if you could play that on WWIB.
It's time to warm things up and pay your bills. The WIB Winter Warm-Up. Activated.
Right now, the very first time. That's right. It's the WIB Winter Warm-Up, and we're getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill. Our very first contestant for these four consecutive Fridays is Sherry Steinmetz from Bloomer with a heating bill of $45. Sherry, you're on the clock starting now. Boy, is she already calling? She is. My goodness, she's amazing. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, you were listening.
I sure was.
Do you always listen this early, or was it just because you were waiting to see if you got your heating bill paid back?
No, I usually turn it on at 5:30.
That is awesome. Sherry, congratulations. How do you feel?
I feel good. It's been kind of cold, so.
We're going to pay back your heating bill. Sherry, what do you say? What's your favorite radio station?
WWIB. Thank you so much.
So there's a headline here. Americans are pizza zombies. What does that mean?
In fact, this new survey shows that the average American hasn't changed their pizza order in 2 years.
We'd love to know what your pizza order is. What do you get? How many pizzas do you get? Where do you get them from? What do you get on them?
Hi, good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall. My favorite place to get pizza from is at Sweet Temptations right there in town. They have the best pizza. And we usually get the meat lover's pizza. No icky pineapple. Oh, that's gross. But we get the meat lovers and the large, and it's just delicious.
Somebody's trying to call me from Liberia, West Africa. Sorry, can't answer right now.
Good morning. This is Beth from Elkmont. We get our pizzas most of the time from Papa Murphy's, and we like a variety. Meat lovers is good. No pepper or no pineapple, please.
Kristen came in this morning and she said Little Italy. That's the place in Colfax that we were remembering and forgot the name. But also, what else did she say here? She said Lucette Brick Oven Pizzas wanted to give them a shout-out out in Menominee. Said they have wonderful pizza as well. And the go-to at Little Italy in Colfax, she said the garbage pizza, which is like the everything on it. I remember that one because I think we stopped in there for Wisconsin's biggest tip jar a few years ago.
No, icky pineapple. Oh, that's gross.
My favorite pizza we get at East March in Ladysmith, Wisconsin is chili.
Philly.
Cheesesteak with white sauce, and we get that at Eastmark. They make them there. It's a real good pizza.
We didn't get a winner earlier in the hour. Let's see if we can give away some money right here, right now. It's the WWIB Winter Warm-Up, the WIB Winter Warm-Up, and we're getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill. Our next contestant is Kathy Baker from Cornell. Kathy Baker from Cornell with a heating bill of $142.91. And let me just go to the phone here because I do think we have a caller. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. Is this Kathy Baker from Cornell?
Yes, it is.
Kathy, you are getting your heating bill paid back. How about that?
Oh, that's just wonderful.
$142. $142.91. We're going to cut you a check. We're going to send that to you, and we're going to pay that heating bill back, trying to add a little blessing bomb to you on a Friday morning. How about that?
Oh, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you so much for listening. What's your favorite radio station, Kathy?
WWIB.
No, icky pineapple. Oh, that's gross.